USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A recount in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin has added 132 votes to the total for President-elect Joe Biden. The director of the Milwaukee County Elections Commission, Julietta Henry, thanked staff.
They were extremely, extremely dedicated to this process, and I'm proud even with the number of individuals that came through this room these last 6 days. We had over 3,600 visitors, including our inspectors as well as observers.
The results came in late Friday, 1 week after the recount of nearly 460,000 ballots began. Joe Biden now holds a 20,000-vote lead in Wisconsin. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on a week where it crossed 30,000 for the first time ever closed at 29,900. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at record highs in a shortened day of Black Friday trading. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Firing squads and poisonous gas could be used in future U.S. executions. The Justice Department has amended its execution protocols. The amended rule allows the U.S. government to conduct executions by lethal injection or use any other manner prescribed by the law of the state in which the sentence was imposed. Federal executions were restarted this year by Attorney General William Barr after a 17-year hiatus. The rule goes into effect December 24th, with five executions pending just days before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. The United Kingdom is creating a watchdog to police big tech. Here's Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some of the most popular items swooped up online during Black Friday sales include gaming consoles, cookware, robotic vacuum cleaners, slippers, and pajamas. Americans expected to spend $10 billion on Black Friday and even more on Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year. Nearly $13 million in online sales are expected, which is an increase of 35% from last year. But plenty of folks are used to the brick and mortar. It's just not the same this year, though, says this shopper to NBC Bay Area.
It's definitely different. Like, it's just, it doesn't feel like the holidays no more. Like, it's like a regular day, kind of.
Shares of the online marketplace Etsy were up nearly 11% Friday. Retailers taking a hit. Macy's shares fell about 1.5%. Walmart stock was down slightly as well. Vanderbilt women's soccer player Sarah Fuller is set to make history Saturday when the Commodores visit Missouri. Fuller will become the first female to play in a Power 5 game. She tweeted a picture on Friday in a football uniform holding a football with a soccer ball at her feet in the caption, "Let's make history." Vanderbilt coach Derek Mason, short on players due to COVID-19, called up Fuller for Saturday's game. Japan's Hayabusa 2 spacecraft is headed back to Earth with samples of the asteroid Ryugu. A capsule is scheduled to land in southern Australia on December 6th following a year-long trip back home. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency said Friday it could provide clues to the origins of the solar system. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.